Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of shamanic Reiki, yoga, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and changemaker in service to your circle, your community, and our Earth's wild beings. I am recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the eastern cougar, the Canadian lynx, the eastern elk, the passenger pigeon, and the gray wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you are listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. Are you a Patreon sponsor of the My Shamanic Life podcast? When you become a sponsor on Patreon at any amount, you can access bonus episodes with guided shamanic journeys to meet animal helping spirits. Then, in two patron-only posts, you'll learn more about working with that animal as a helping spirit and the animal's natural history and the challenges that animal faces due to human activity and climate change. As you discover different animals, I hope you'll deepen your connection with the natural world and map your own path to advocacy or activism on behalf of wild beings and their habitats, like I did when turtle appeared to me in a shamanic journey. You'll find the link to Patreon in the show notes and when you visit myshamaniclife.com, where you'll also find more than 100 past episodes with yoga, journeys, and guided meditations, and other practices to inspire and support your extraordinary life of service. Over the years, the costs of keeping this podcast going have grown, and your help is essential in continuing in the future. Whether you've been a patron for a long time or you are just joining us, thank you. Friends, let me invite you to Shamanic Reiki Level 2 coming up March 5th and 6th, fully virtual. This is your opportunity to deepen into both shamanism and Reiki. As you learn to release the constraints of time and place. The link is in the show notes for more information and to register. And you'll also find it if you visit myshamaniclife.com and navigate to the Shamanic Reiki training page. Now, before we get into a short and gentle yoga practice, I would like to share with you the story of how I became a wildlife rehabilitator and why turtles. I first told this story for my seminary class last year. My first painted turtle was passed on from another newbie wildlife rehabilitator who fixed her shell but didn't know what to do about the missing piece. I had trained in shell repair, and I was sure that missing piece was no big deal. I knew what I was doing. But I held this broken turtle into the light and looked into her side where the piece was missing and watched her lung expand and contract. Shoot. Years earlier, I hosted a shamanic journeying workshop in my yoga studio. It was my first time journeying, and there was this turtle, a box turtle, I think, dancing to the drumbeat. Rhythmically stepping in the night sky, poofs of stardust flying up with each footfall. I heard the drum, and woven between the beats, follow the turtle home. Follow the turtle home. Follow the turtle home. And that's how I came to have a piece of paper from New York's Department of Environmental Conservation. The delusion that I knew what I was doing. And Eddie, whose side I was staring into like a window. Take a breath. Let's see what we can do. I consulted with turtle rehabbers who did know what they were doing. They were kind but frank. Body cavities open, 50-50 chance. Flush it, pack it with SSD, antibiotic injections, pray. Eddie and I went to visit the vet to get some meds and learn how to get the needle under a scale into a muscle in a front leg that Eddie really wanted to pull in until the prick of the needle, and then Eddie really wanted to bite me. Eddie held on. Other broken turtles arrived, some healing, some gone in an hour or a day. Eddie held on. I offer Reiki to the turtles in my care. I lay my hand on their shells and feel the vibration. The hum of ancient earth energy and 200 million year old DNA. Turtle anatomy is almost unchanged since the Triassic period. Dinosaurs came and went, and the turtles still dance on. Our human ancestors didn't even show up until about 6 million years ago. And really, it's been less than 300,000 years that people who look sort of like us have been around. A blip on the turtle timeline. Yet we are breaking the turtles. In our arrogance and resource greed, we are doing what 200 million years could not. Turtles are disappearing. And that breaks my heart. Eddie healed. First, the internal membrane grew back, then a layer of thick skin. Not shell yet, though. More turtles have come and gone over the years. Eddie is still with me. She has many more years to live, but I'm not sure Eddie will be a free wild turtle again. That missing piece of shell means she's vulnerable to predators and winter's cold. I dream of a refuge, a new home for turtles like Eddie, and I'm working on it. And I'm still taking in broken turtles, cleaning wounds, taping shells into place, calling the vet, sticking needles into legs, and praying. Painted turtles, snapping turtles, a rare spotted turtle who lived, a rare wood turtle who did not, and another who did. And that's how I followed the turtle home. Home is the bitter sweetness of setting a turtle down to scamper into the water and swim off, sometimes looking back, mostly not. With gratitude, I'm not standing sweating over another hole, hard dug in rocky soil. Apologizing yet again to the earth for not being able to save this one. There's always another road, another car tire, another release, another hole, another broken turtle to look at in the light. Take a breath. Let's see what we can do. in that story? Is my inspiration and deep spiritual connection to turtle? I followed one home and found my own home. And it was the inspiration for founding Dancing Turtle Rescue, my nonprofit turtle rescue, which not only cares for the broken turtles of the wild, but the broken and abandoned and neglected turtles that so many keep as pets and then discard. I would love it if you would visit dancingturtlerescue.org and see the work that we are doing. And now, I invite you onto your mat to very gently move into a nice, gentle, hip-opening turtle pose. We'll begin seated. Find a comfortable seat, easy pose with your ankles crossed if that's appropriate for you, or another position that feels easier. Sit tall so that your shoulders melt down your back and your crown lifts to the sky. Rest your hands comfortably in your lap or on your knees. And close your eyes and bring your awareness to your breath. Slow your breath down. And start to deepen it, consciously involving your diaphragm and your breath. Expanding and contracting. Turtles don't have diaphragms. They have to pump breath into their lungs through the muscles in their necks. Appreciate that you can expand and contract. And you may feel in these early deep breaths like you're in a shell. Body unwilling to open to receive that deeper breath. And be gentle with your body. Soften. Invite the outer body to relax, that shell to melt away, so that you can start to feel opening in your chest, your ribs, your abdomen. Softly, gently deepening. Can you feel the breath move into your back body? The upper back, the low back, so that you expand out in all directions on the inhale. Close gently on the exhale. The oxygen that you are taking in flowing into your lungs, expanding, contracting. And then bring your hands behind you. And if you are sitting cross-legged, unfold your legs forward. Shake them out a little bit. And then still leaning back on your hands, bend your knees and place your feet on the floor about shoulder width apart, maybe a little bit wider. Still leaning back on your hands, drop your knees to the right, and then lift them and drop them to the left, and then go back to the right and to the left. Keep breathing deeply to the right, to the left. And then bring your knees to the right and lift your left hip slightly so that your knees come all the way onto the floor. And if your left knee is on your right foot, slide it back just a little bit, let it come down. Now take an inhale, lift your left hand off the floor, reach it out to the left side, and as you exhale, swing your left arm to your left ear. Press into your right hand, lift your hips, press them forward. Stretch through your left side, inhale, lower your hips, swing your left arm back out to the left side, open your heart. Exhale, bring your left arm to your left ear, press into your right hand, lift the hips, press them forward. Inhale, drop your hips, open your left arm again to the left side, and one more time. Exhale to the right, left arm to the left ear, lifting up through your hips, press. Keep your left arm at your ear as you inhale, lower your hips. Turn your heart towards your right knee, bring your left hand down just in front of that knee and slide your right hand to the back of that knee. Inhale, lift your heart as if you were doing a cat roll. Drawing it forward, roll your shoulders down your back, reach your heart out over your right knee, and as you exhale, round gently. Drop your head down as if you were going to put it onto your knee. And then inhale, draw your heart forward again. Move your hands forward a little bit, lengthen your spine, and bring your heart further over your knee. Exhale, round gently. Maybe your head gets closer to the floor in front of your knee. Inhale one more time, heart forward. Exhale, round gently, bring your hands out, lower to your forearms, and let your head come down. Relax, breathe deeply. Feel the length in your spine, the length in the left side of your waist, the stretch in your hips. Breathe with that. Deep breaths. Maybe feeling your abdomen moving into your right thigh as you inhale. As you exhale, relax. Release onto your right leg. Inhale. Exhale. Now bring your hands to the floor. Inhale. Lift your heart. Walk your hands in. Put your right hand a little bit behind you on the right side. Bring your left hand around to the left side. Lift your knees and flip them over to the left. And then lift them and take them back to the right. Again to the left. And to the right, leaning back on your hands to the left. And to the right. And now bring your knees to the left. Lift your right hip, let your knees come all the way to the floor, and check in again if your right knee is on top of your left foot. Slide it back a little bit, let it come down onto the ground. Now inhale. Lift your right arm, open it out to the right side, open your heart, and as you exhale, bring your right arm to your right ear, press into your left hand, lift onto your knees, press your hips forward. Stretch through the right side. Inhale, lower your hips. Open your right arm again to the right side. Heart opens, drop your shoulder blades. Inhale, swing your right arm to your right ear. Press into your left hand. Lift your hips, press them forward. Reach, inhale, lower your hips. Open your right arm. Exhale, right arm to the right ear. One more time, lift the hips, press. Inhale, open out to the side. Hips come down and then reach up to the left again. Exhale, lift the hips, hold here. Keep your arm there, lower your hips. Turn your heart towards your left knee. Bring your right hand down in front of your left knee. Move your left hand behind your left knee. Now take an inhale, draw your heart through your arms, roll your shoulders down your back, reach forward over that knee. And as you exhale, round and drop your forehead down towards your knee, inch your hands forward a little bit more. Inhale, pull your heart through your arms, reaching out past your knee, lengthening the spine. Exhale, round forward, forehead going down toward the floor in front of your knee. Inhale again, draw your heart through. Exhale, round, release, drop to your forearms, slide your arms out a little bit, and breathe. Breathe deeply. Feel the breath move into your back body as your front body meets your thigh. Deep breaths. Checking in with sensations of stretch through your low back, through your right side, in your hips. Breathe deeply. Take another breath. Bring your hands to the floor. Inhale. Lift your heart. Walk your hands in a little bit. Bring your right hand back around to the right side. Left hand goes back slightly. Lean back into your hands. Lift your knees. Flip them to the right. Flip them to the left. Go back and forth a couple more times. Releasing. And now lift your knees and walk your feet together. Drop your knees away from each other and turn the soles of your feet together. Bring your hands onto your feet or ankles, wherever they reach comfortably. Sit tall, relax your shoulders, and flutter your knees up and down. And very gently, moving the thigh bones up and down in the hip joints. It doesn't have to be fast. It doesn't have to be big. Just allow that movement, bringing a little warmth into the hips. A couple more flutters, butterflies. And then let your knees settle back to stillness. Keep a hold of your feet or ankles. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Exhale, hinge from your hips and fold forward so that your heart starts to reach over your toes. Go just until you begin to experience sensation of stretch. It doesn't have to be far. Breathe with that. Deep breaths. So that your torso expands and contracts gently with the breath. And on your next inhale, lift up. Release your feet. And keeping the soles of your feet together, slide your feet forward a bit so that your legs start to make a diamond shape that's almost square. Place your fingers down inside your legs. And then slide your hands underneath their respective shins until your fingertips poke out the other side. Take a breath in, lengthen. As you exhale, hinge forward from your hips. And then relax your shoulders and neck and allow your head to fall as if you were going to put the crown of your head into the arches of your feet. Slide your hands a little further out, so maybe your shins are resting on your wrists or your forearms. Relax there. Relax your hips. Relax your shoulders. Feel how your head is tucked into your shell. What does it feel like to breathe? Keep breathing deeply. And let go. Simply allow your body to be here. As if you were tucked in to that shell, relaxed, safe, breathing. We're going to let this be yin. And hold here for a bit longer. Relax. Safe within the energetic shell. Let your physical body relax. Breathe. Another deep breath. And as you inhale, lift your head and then your heart. When you're sitting upright, bring your hands under your knees and lift them gently towards each other until the soles of your feet are back on the ground. Bring your hands behind your knees. Tuck your tailbone, and with the support of your hands, roll yourself gently down. And when you're laying flat, bring your knees over your chest. Wrap your arms around your knees, give them a hug. Rock a little bit from side to side. Release your back into your mat. Now keep a hold of your right knee, extend your left leg out onto the mat. Hold your knee with your left hand and extend your right arm out to the right side so it's about 90 degrees off your torso. Relax your right shoulder down into the ground, and as you take your next exhale, guide your knee across your body to the left and then down toward the floor until your right hip comes up. Relax your right shoulder down, turn your chin to the right, look out over your extended arm, and breathe. Breathe deeply. Notice where you feel expansion and contraction in your body. On your next breath in, bring your knee back to center. Bend your left knee, bring it back up into your chest. And then hold your left knee, set your right foot down and extend that leg out. Keep your right hand on your left knee, open your left arm out to the left side. Relax your left shoulder down. And as you exhale, guide your knee across to the right and down toward the floor until your left hip lifts. Turn your chin to the left. Gaze out over your extended arm. Breathe into that. Expanding and contracting. Breath. Inhale and bring your knee back to center. Bring your right knee to your chest to meet the left. Hold them both. Rock a little bit. Release. And then set your feet down on the floor. Slide them out. And flatten your legs. Splay your feet apart. Drop your arms by your sides. Turn your palms up. Align your crown with your tailbone so your spine is straight. Close your eyes. And let your awareness float in your inhales and your exhales. The breath rises and falls in your body. I'm going to leave you here to spend as long as you desire in Savasana, final relaxation. Acknowledging the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.